Okay, today's daf is Nazir daf Lamed Vav, and we are on Lamed Hey Bebeis by the two dots, and we are about to start three of the dafim in Shas, all about Inyani Kashrus and other sugyas related here in Nazir. It comes up in Nazir and in Psachim and in Chulin. Those are the three major dafim relating to these topics, and we start off right away with a Kashrus sugya. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Isurin Shabbat Torah, Ein Heter Mitztaref LeIsur. By all Yisurim in the Torah, we do not say the principle of the heter, what is mutter, combining for the Isur, chutz, except for me Yisurei Nazir. Except for Naziris, that's why this is here, because of what we learned back in the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, beginning of Shlosh Aminin, right on Daf Lamed Daled. We have the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. We have to figure out exactly what he is trying to tell us. But Rabbi Akiva told us that if somebody soaks their bread in wine and then eats it, they're going to be chayiv. So what exactly does that mean? So we're about to see what that means is, even if there's less than the requisite amount of wine, but combined with the bread, that gives enough of a shear, that's good enough. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva. So again, Kol Yisur Shabbat Torah Ein Heter Mitztaref LeIsur Chutz MeYisurei Nazir. You do not apply the principle of the heter combining to for the shear of the Isur except by Nazir. That's a special din. Why? Shari Amra Torah Mishras. Because we have a special word, Mishras, soaked. And soaked means it must be like the heter is soaked in the Isur, and combined they can make up the shear for the Aveira. Yes, we know there is a concept called Chatzi Shear. The Gemara says in Maseches Yuma that even less than the requisite shear is Asur Mida Araisa. We pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. Hashem, we'll get back to this a little bit later. And you still, it's an Issa Daraisa, even if I don't eat the shear. But, at least for Malkus, one requires a shear for Onshin, and that is the principle of Rabbi Avahu in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. What the Rishonim deal with in this sugya, and even more so in Psachim, is what is the relationship between Heter Mitztaref LeIsur and another principle which comes up more on tomorrow's daf, Tam Ki'ikar. What is the relationship between those two principles? Both of them are chidushim regarding how much you need for something to be totally and fully usur. But what exactly is the relationship between the two? So many Rishonim say the same idea, and that is, Heter Mitztaref LeIsur means you have the Isur Mamish. You have mamasha shel iser, just not enough of it. And therefore, the chiddush is that you can use heter to combine with that. I have in here a half a shear of wine. And I don't have a full shear of wine, but I could take some of the bread and use it with some of the wine. And together, that is usur. What's the chiddush of that? The chiddush is that you don't need the whole shear of iser. But what is the not so mechudash? You have half of the mamashis of an isser. You have some isser here. That's heter mitztaref leisser. Tam ki'ikar is different. Tam ki'ikar means I have no mamashos shel isser. Zero. I don't have any mamashis. It was here, but now it's not here anymore. But I have the taste of it. But I have a lot of taste of it. Enough taste of it that it makes the whole item taste like the Isser, that is the principle of Tam Ki'ikar, and as we'll see Beshem Mora tomorrow's daf, Machlokes, Tanoim, Amoraim, Rishonim, is that a concept d'oraisa? Is that a concept d'rabanan? And even if you say it's d'oraisa, how do you view it? Is it really as if the Isser is there or no? It's not as if the Isser is there, but the Tam is a din mechudash, that the Tam is Asser. It's not, you don't need an Isser. That's the Chiddush of Tam Ki'ikar. So that Beshem will be more tomorrow. But this is what the Rishonim say in Psachim. If you look in the Melchamos and in the Balamor, in Psachim, Adav Yud Gimel Amabez, and the Daf Arif, says the Melchamos, I'll read it, the Ramban. He fought the wars for Hashem. Melchamos Hashem, right, why did he name his Sefer the Melchamos? Because he was defending, not because he wanted to attack, he wanted to defend. The Ramban spent so much of his energies, amazing that he was the founder of the Beis Medrash in Spain, Ramban Rosh Baritz Varan, but he spent so much of his energies defending the Kavod HaRishonim. He's wrote the Melchamos Hashem to defend the Rif against the attacks of the Baal Amar. He wrote the Sefer Aschus on the bottom of the Rif to defend the Rif against the attacks of the Ravid. He wrote his commentary on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs to defend the Bahag in many ways against the attacks of the Rambam. And there, even though he notes, he says, many times I agree with the Rambam. I think the Rambam's right. But I'm still going to defend what I think the Bahag would say. For example, he thinks an Oche Hashem Alokecha is a mitzvah. You count it as one of the 613. The Bahag does not. But the Ramban explains why the Bahag would not count it. It's a prerequisite, it's not a separate mitzvah, but the Ramban spent so much of his energies defending others, which is an amazing Musar Haskel. So says the Mochamos, Upirei Advarim, Shetam Ke'ikr Hu Bechol Nosnei Ta'amim, She'ein Sham Mamasho Shalisser. There's no Mamasho. Kigon, Basar Bechalav, Vigyule Nachrim, Basar Bechalav, or non-kosher pots, Ukigon Tipas Yayin, Asur Chenafla Lakadera, Ubatel Mamasha, Velo Batel Taima, Viafilu Ein Bo Migufo Shel Isser Klum. You have no Isser here. You have no Mamashas. Kigon, Anavim Shesharbamayim, you soaked grapes in water, Vahu Shenasan Ho Isser Beheter Tam Gadol, and then you took the grapes out. And now the grape, the water tastes like wine. Ki'ilu nis'arev bo kezayis mamasha shalisser. Va'afilu betok shir tzirufo. Zeo tam ke'ikr shalamadnu minazir l'chala Torah kula. That is tam ke'ikr. Ve'heter betzarev l'isser, she'kol heter ve'isser, she'nis'arev mamashan, bein ba'ochlin bein ba'mashkin, va'ochal mishnehem kezayis heter atzmo nase isser, Nasa heter atzmo nasa iser velokin alav binazir, and you get malchus v'yesh l'chamakav sheshneim bam keecher. Then he talks about sometimes you have both contexts, but that is the principle, the difference between tam keicher and heter b'sarif l'iser. They both can be yasser, but they're both different. And the Baal Amar also says high klala nakon high klala biyadcha. Right, this is what the Rishonim want to make sure that we know this difference very clearly. Yeshba heter b'sarif l'iser yeshba chomer gadol yosef tam keicher. Heter b'sarif l'iser has a chumra l'fi she'ein tam keicher amur ela al davar sheishbo kashir kazayis ben iser v'hu nimche bo v'nikar bo tamo v'hu ochel b'mena b'chdechilas pras shir kazayis ben iser she'nimche bo kizet tam keicher she'asa b'chalat zarakula. That's actually a machlokas. V'heter b'sarif l'iser avu b'she'ein bo tam iser. Doesn't taste like the Isser at all. The afel bishayinu ochal min akol al kezayis. Chetzi min ahetav v'chetzi min ahisser. Mitztarfin ze lazeh. Those are the two principles. Tam ke'ikr versus hetav mitztarf l'isser. Yeah.
Does it matter in terms of the shiur, whether we're talking about the undiluted wine or the more drinkable diluted wine?
In terms of what? In terms of what it got mixed into?
Yeah, in terms of what the minimal shear is.
The minimal shear, for which one?
Not in terms of time to acre.
For Hetter B'sarif L'Isser, you don't know. It's mitztarif. Do you need, we'll have to talk about, do you need a certain amount, the minimum amount of Isser in the Hetter B'sarif L'Isser? We'll have to talk about that. There's also a concept called bittel, right? How does bittel work for Hetter B'sarif L'Isser? If you say on a Daraisa level, bittel Barov, and all the other, let's say, by min bimino, by two of the same types, and all the shiurim that we have are Durabanan, but they'll be men, but there'll be matayim, all of those are drabanan by two like items. So how do you have the concept of heter b'sarif l'iser? We'll Bezrav touch on that. So that is the din of Rabbi Yevah and Rabbi Yochanan. By all Yisurim in the Torah, you don't say that principle. You don't say heter b'sarif l'iser, except by Yisurei Nazirus. That is the principle of Rabbi Yevah in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. The Rashba also adds that these principles are not totally on each other. You could say one without the other. We'll see, Be'ez Hashem, on tomorrow's daf, is there a kol shekein if you say one? But the Rashba says, Beferish in a tshuva, in Chelek Aleph, that they are not talui ze vazeh. Simen Taf Mem. Uman de isle hatem esarif l'isser, efshar de lesle tam ki ikr. She'ein tluyos zo bazo. They're not tali, klomar. The kivin she'ein shom amashal shal isser, garale me hatem esarif l'isser. In a certain sense, tam ki ikr is less. And if you say hatem esarif l'isser, you might say that's asr, while tam ki ikr you wouldn't say is asr because there's no mamashas. But on the other hand, we'll see, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow's daf, that the Gemara seems to say that tam ke ikr is more pashut to say that it's usser, more than heter b'sarif l'isser. So you have in both directions. Uman de'isle tam ke ikr, nami. The Rashba says it himself. Efshar de'lesle heter b'sarif l'isser. De'efshar de'iyu boi she'i tam gomur b'mashu ochel. Ki'ilu nis'arev v'nimcha bo kezayis ben isser. If you have tam there, it's as if the isser's there. And ki'ilu is stronger than not there than only half at all. So the Rashba says, and the Rishonim say, these are independent principles. The Dvar Musar for the day is from the Noam Elimelech in Parshas Nasa, where he talks about these two principles regarding chatoim, regarding sins. He says, "V'nira she tam ki ikar u hetem esarif l'iser v'lo pligi." Ve'echad ramaz bedvarav hakadoshim l'davar echad v'asheni l'davar achar. V'hu tam. First you have the tam ki'ikr. What's tam? What if you have a taste of an aveira? The taste of an aveira is just like the aveira itself. V'hainu, histaklus iser chalila, o eza machshava, v'hir hurra, chalilahu ki'ikar aveira gufa. If we just taste an aveira, if we think about an aveira, if we look at something inappropriate, it says that's tam ki'ikar. It's terrible. V'tzarech lishmar atzmo ma'od bazeh, k'mo ma'hi ikar aveira. That's number one. Tam is ki'ikar. But then we also have heter is mitztarif. What does that mean? Mash'amar heter mitztarif. Tehine. Iker minias ha'adam e'avodas ha'borei hu esa kaparnasa. Shekasha kakriyas yamsuf. V'rubam nechshalam chalila ba'esek. Masu humatar chazorach lizera ma'od bazeh. Sometimes it are parnasas, it are businesses. It's not totally 100% mutter. Maybe we'll cut a little corner. We'll do this, we'll do that. It's more heter. And, you know, we're supposed to be doing this, but we take some personal time and we use some personal, some company expenses for personal this. He says, heter mitzarif l'isser. Chatzi zayis isser, v'chatzi zayis heter mitzarif v'daydu sheksas oseh be'emuna lif'amim, ulif'amim lahefech chas v'shalom, ozgama heter nivla be'isser chalila, v'zeo v'chom mishras anavim. So he says, you know, if we have any part of our business, our parnasa, that has any type of isser in it, heter mitzarif l'isser. And it might all be nefach le'isser, so we have to be careful both about tam ki'ikers and about heter mitzarif l'isser. That's in the third paragraph in the Noam Elimelech of Parshas Naso. Okay, so that's some of the issues relating to heter mitzarif l'isser and tam ki'ikers. Let's continue now. Before we get to a couple of lines, we'll see just the words of one other of the mefarshim. But let's first read the Gemara. So all isurim, the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan says, you do not say heter mitzarif l'isser. We know nothing about Tom Kaker yet. We're just putting that in because it's going to come up and the Rishonim contrast one with the other. But Rabbi Yochanan just talks about one. All these servants of the Torah, there's no Heter Mitzarif L'Isser except by Nazir because of the word Mishras. Ziri Amar Af Sa'or V'Bal Taktiru. Ziri says, no, there's one other. There's one other that you also say Heter Mitzarif L'Isser, Sa'or V'Bal Taktiru. What does that mean? There is an Isser Da'oraisa of being Maktir Chametz U'Sa'or in a carbon mincha. It's not an Isser Achila, it's an Isser Haktara. So there too, if I'm not Maktir, the requisite, the whole amount of Chametz or Sa'or, I just do part of it, and part of it is not Chametz, Ze'iri says that's also. You say the principle of Heter Mitzarif L'Isser. You see the Mefarshim, let's say look at the top of the Mefarish, She'ilu Ein B'Sa'or Kizayis. The Isa Mashlimo the Kizayis Shehu Chayiv the Over Mishum Shenamar Kar Saor V'Chol Dvash Lo Saktiru. Pasuk in the second parak of Vayikra, the Isser of giving any leaven or any honey in your carbon mincha Isser Daraisa. So if you don't have less than a Kizayis, so then that is also included in the Isser. Well, what is why didn't the Tanakhama include that? Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan include that? So it could be, we're not talking about an Isser Achila here. So who even says that you need a shear? You're talking about an Isser Haktara. The Mefarish explains the Iri that if it's less than a Kizayis, you need a Kizayis of leaven. What if you have less amount of leaven that is causes a chimutz to a large amount of dough? So that could be what is the issue behind the machlokas. But either way, continues the Gemara, Kiman, who is this according to? Rebbe Elazar. This is according to Rebbe Elazar, Didarish Kol, who darshins the word Kol. Kol where? In the context of Chametz. So, Ihachi le'inyin Chametz Nami. Question mark. If Ze'iri includes the Isser of Haktaras Chametz, and you learn it from the word Kol, so what about the Isser of Achilas Chametz? You should include it. And say, Kol Machmetzes also includes that. The Gemara, the Tosfos quotes the Gemara B'Sechas Psachim, where there's a Machlokas Tanoim about how to darshan the various Psachim. But the Gemara says, once you're including one context of Chametz, so why don't you include the other context of Chametz also? The Marav Chalava in Psachim, one of the unique Rishonim in the Ve'elam Psachim, says, the Gemara could have asked this about any time. There are many Yisraelim that have the word Kol by it. You could have asked it by any of the ones with kol. The Meiri, though, assumes that it's dafka by chametz. Dafka by chametz, because by chametz you have an extra word kol. Extra word, kol machmetzas, lo sochelu. The Gemara darshins that to be extra, and therefore that is why we're dafka asking it by chametz and not by other isurim. Bishar isurim writes the Meiri in Psachim there, l'divriya kol ein darshim kol. Ve'ein heter mitzarif l'iser. Shema shenechta bohem kol hu nitzrach l'guf ha'inyan. Lichlol es kol aminim sheba oso hadavar. You have all the different types within that iser. Aval kol ha'amur b'chameitz eino tzarach lichlol kam aminim. Va'av sheyesh chameish es minei dagon. Ein echon mehem shaya efshar l'fak peik b'chimutzo. Shekulam shavim. Any machmatzes, you know the five grains. You know those are the ones that cause chimutz. You don't need a limud to teach me that. The five grains are chimutz, the five grains are challah, the five grains. Aval b'shari surim ein okein, sheyesh b'neim chiluk l'chein hutzrucha tor lo mar kol. So it's dafka. The Ma'arav Chalava says this question could be about any of the kolos. The Me'iri, though, there in Psachim, on Daf Mem Gimel, says, no, dafka, the question is about chametz. It could also be connected between the Isra of Haktaras chametz and the Isra of Achilas chametz. That also might be why you would limit it. The Pei Shlomo, which is also another one of the achronim that we have on Psachim and elsewhere, the author of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, of Shlomo Gansrid, in the Pei Shlomo, is a commentary on a couple of Masechtas, Baba Basra and Psachim. He quotes, Shebishar Isurim, no medes hamila kol lachatzi sir sasim in a Torah. Remember the Gemara we mentioned earlier, right? Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Kol chelev. Kol includes chatzi sir by other isurim. Avalola malchus. By chametz, you already have a different pasuk to include chatzi sir. The pasuk says, kol ha'ochel, the Rambam quotes, lo ye achel chametz. That itself is controversial, why the Rambam has to quote a separate pasuk by chametz to include chatzi sir. But either way, he does, so that's why the word kol is extra by chametz to ask from here. So that's the Gemara's question here. So you should include chametz also. So the Gemara answers, in hachinami. Maybe in hachinami, he would include that. In a chayv regarding chametz of Pesach, we would say hetem etzarif l'iser. But what's the emphasis of Rabbi Yevo in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? El la fuke me abaya de amar yesh haktara bepachos mikazayas, as we just mentioned. Kamash Balan ain't haktara pachos mikazayas. The chiddush is to go against Abaya, who says the isser of haktara does not eat a kazayas, because it is not an isser achila. Kamash Balan, we say there is no isser of haktara pachos. Pachos mi kezayis. And as Tosfos explains, that this is not an Isra Achila. Look at Tosfos Dibra Maschel in Hachinami. Tosfos in the middle asks, V'im Tomar, li'abaye de darish mi kol se'or, l'fachos mi kezayis, amaylo darish nami chametz, l'chayev l'fachos mi kezayis or b'lazar, v'yesh lomar, d'sharni gabi chametz, d'chsiv be'achila. V'yein achila, b'pachos mi kezayis. If you're talking about Isra Achila, then you're talking about kezayis, the shiurim of Halach Moshe b'Sinai, mashenkein, when it comes to other types of Isurim, right? Whenever we know, if it doesn't say the word Achila, so then the Kizayis is not the Shir. But we just had Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, the Shir is not a Kizayis, because it doesn't say in Isur Achila. There are some Rishonim that don't even count an Isur Daraisa of eating on Yom Kippur. We know eating on Yom Kippur, eating and drinking are Kares. We know out of the five Inuyim, only eating and drinking are kares. The other four is a machlokas, even whether it's daraisa or drabanan, whether the psukim are asmachtas, beginning of the last parak of Yuma, machlokas rama mentosas, whether the other four are drabanan or they're daraisas without kares. But it doesn't say anywhere you're not allowed to eat. It's a mitzvah saseh of inui. V'inisa v'zav shosechem, petition l'chodesh pa'erev, be'erev at erev. So that is why the shir is not kezayis. That's why we have a concept of eating b'shiurin on Yom Kippur, unlike all other fast days. Tisha B'Av is a discussion, but most assume there's no concept of Tisha B'Av either. Because Tisha B'Av is an Isra Achila. It's not a kiyum of inui on Tisha B'Av. But Yom Kippur is a kiyum of inui. That's why if we eat b'shiurin, we could still be in a state of inui, even though regarding eating, we're eating. We're eating for other purposes. We could be eating for other fast days, but it's still in a state of inui for Yom Kippur, right? L'may nafkin, fascinating question of Rabbi Kiveger. What if somebody isn't eating b'shi'urin on Yom Kippur? Are they allowed to get mafter yona? What's the issue? To get an ali in the morning, you have to be fasting for Yom Kippur. So that's a inui. But mincha Yom Kippur afternoon, is that a din of Yom Kippur or is that a din of Tainis Tzibur? That's a question of the Achronim. How much do we lane every mincha on one of my kids asked me this past Yom Kippur. Well, Yom Kippur, like, wow, is this the only day besides Shabbos that we lane twice a day? I said, no, every fast day. But I didn't realize the lundus, right? But is it like every other fast day? Meaning if somebody ate and they wouldn't be considered fasting for another fast day, but they're still considered fasting for Yom Kippur, are they allowed to get the aliyah? Because we're knowing only to give people who are fasting to get the aliyah. Or is it a din of Yom Kippur? L'may nafkamina is also the brachas. the brachas. We ended, the minhag is to end by the Haftorah, Magen David. We don't say the last bracha of Allah Torah Valavoda. That's a Shabbos Yontif bracha. So maybe that's a giveaway. Because we only say the brachas like we do on a weekday, like on a fast day, not especially of Kippur bracha. Right? It's a different laning. Okay, it's a different laning, but, that's not so. It might tip off, but it might have a special Yom Kippur type of fast day. But that's the question that is asked. But you see, there's a difference between when it doesn't say the word achila or not. It doesn't say, and that's what the Gemara talks about here. They know that ein haktara pachas b'kizayis. That is the chiddush of Zairi, that you still need the shear of that is needed for of a kizayis. The Klei Yakar in Vayikra discusses the iser. The message of the Isser of Haktara. Why can't you give chametz on the Mizbeach? Or dvash? Dvash, honey, it's so nice. Why can't you give dvash and chametz on the Mizbeach? What's the time for the Isser? Says the Klei Yakar. What's the symbol of Sa'ar and dvash? And when are we allowed to have Sa'ar and dvash? When are we allowed to have dvash? The Torah tells us, carbon rachis, takrivo osam lashem, v'lamizbeach lo liyala l'reach lichach, by carbon rachis, by bikurim, and by shvuas. So what are those two? Bikurim, which is brought on the Shtei Alechem, of the Kifsei Atzeres, that comes from Sa'or, right? The special, the only Shalmei Tzibur that we have throughout the year, Karben Shlamim is usually a Karben Yachid, except on Shvuas, we bring the Shtei Alechem along with the Kifsei Atzeres. Those are Shlamim, that are Karben Tzibur's, and that comes with Sa'or and Sa'or, and Bikurim come from Dvash, right? Bikurim are from the Shiva Saminim. So, why those two? Says the Klei Yakar. Biur hadvarim, ki kol adam yesh lo taiva lekol chemdas olam hazeh hamechunim bedvash. Honey symbolizes our taivas for gashmias and olam hazeh pleasures. It's honey, it's sweet. Ki kemosha dvash batok lecheich, just like honey is sweet to the palate. V'ribuyo mazik, but a little honey is great. You dip the apple and the chal in the honey, but too much honey you can't eat it. Kol chemdas olam hazeh him hechrechiim v'ribuyo mazik. So too all of everything in the world. All the gashmis in the world, we need some. But not all. Right? That's like the Gemara says, that when they killed out the Esahara for Avodah Zarah, they were going to wipe out the one for Gili or Rice also. But as the Gemara says, the world couldn't survive. We need a little taifa. We need a little bit in that area. You got to use as much as you need. And not more. That's dvash. And what's Sa'or? What does Sa'or symbolize? The Gemara Bracha, Sa'or Sheva Isa. Who are Yitzhahara, who Chameitz is what lifts us up. Amr Rabbi Alexandri ended his bracha, is his Rashman Esrei. Ritzonein alasas ritzon chayalasa sha'or shebi isa ma'akev. Bracha's Yitzayin. So the sa'or and the dvash are those symbols. Ubeiz elo hechrechiyim lemitzias ha'adam. We need a little bit. We need a little sa'or. We need some self-confidence. We need some self-worth. But you can't use too much. So, says the Klei Yakar, if it's all used in context, if it's all used in the context of Torah, so then that's okay. That's safe. If we use everything in the context of Torah. Aval Esek HaTorah Reishis B'machshav Amalav Yishar Savadvash Yizkaidu Eimem Shlemus B'sad Atzmam La'alos Erech Lichoch L'Hashem Achshem Reishis V'haschal Ela Adam Shal Yadam U'yachalav L'day Shlemus HaNefesh. We could use them. So that's the two contexts where we could use them. We use them on Shavuos, right? Shavuos is context of Torah. And Bikurim, the beginning stages to start something off, that's when it's okay. Carbon ratios, takrivo, osam gadi lahoros, shame ratios, vaschala ela adam. It's not the goal. It's a little means. Lahavio lede ashlebus amiti, asher efshal lasigu bil adam. Umizatame, makriven emehem, kiem has saor, lo carbon ratios, biomatan Torah. Kiatamara kamo tavlin ala yitzahara. For your base alachem shalatzeres, benachamets, kiatara ninibo riflus, yelus arecha, vichul. That's the Klei Yakar. So I apologize. It wasn't just the Nor Melin Melech today. It was also the Klei Yakar, the great darshan from Prague. That also relates to these issues. So the Gemara has the machlokas here about hetter b'tzarif l'isser, whether it's only to nazir or it also applies to the isser of haktaras, the isser of haktaras chametz. Just one other thought of lamdis, and then we'll get into this more hetter b'tzarif l'isser. So the stipler discusses a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. The stipler here discusses a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos in psachim mem gimel. That's the other place this comes up. Remember the three areas of major kashrus issues. I should say four. Nazir, there are different elements, but Nazir, Psachim, Chulin, and of course Avodah Zarah. The whole second half of Avodah Zarah also discusses issues. and Nedarim have some kosher issues. Okay, that's right. Okay, I shouldn't box myself in. Various places, but this is one of the major ones right here about Het Basar Felisra, top kicker. So the stipler right here in Nazir and Siman Tes says, there's a machlokas Rashi Tosfos about Hetem B'Sarif L'Isser, whether the items are actually mixed together or they're just next to each other. Rashi says, Zeo Kishaheter V'Isser Einon Me'uravin. If they are not mamish me'urav, that's when you still could say Hetem B'Sarif, that's when you say Hetem B'Sarif L'Isser. And Tosfos says, no, Dafka Kishain B'Tarov. It's only when they're Dafka Me'uravin. Machlokas, you have to work out all the cases between them. But says the stipler, maybe this machlokas tips us off to how we view Hetem B'Sarif L'Isser. We already contrasted it to Hetam Ke'ikr. But what do we say? It means that you have mamashes shel Isser, but not enough. But how do we view that? Why is that Usser then? Why do we say Hetem is mitztaref L'Isser? Is it Heter is nehefach L'Isser? Is that what Hetem B'Sarif L'Isser means? Or no? Heter is mitzuref L'Isser. And the chiddush is that you don't need a full shear of Isser. Maybe that goof is the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Venira, delasovrim shadin heter mitzarif l'Isser, who bishaina mu'uravim, according to Rashi, that the Isser is when they're not mu'urav, al karchach ein haheter nefach lios Isser. If they're not mixed together, mu'urav, it can't be that the heter somehow flipped and changed status. Shari yukoi va'omei b'fne'atzmo. Ela inye heter mitzarif l'Isser, who, what must it mean? Depachos mi kizayis lav achilahu. Without the shear, it's not called the maisa achila. Once you have the shear, that's called the maisa achila, and there's isser in it. Enough. That's enough of that for the isser. Vaydei tzirufim aheter shem yachad kizayis chal shem achila al kol davar. The whole item is called achila. Umemela chayav al achila ki isser shebo kfaru kulo k'mishem achila. That's one way to look at it. Heter is mitzuref to the Isser, enough to make it a halachic action. Once it's a halachic action, and there's some Isser involved, that's good enough. Lama davar doma, he doesn't quote it, but we have the concept of psik resha. Not exactly the same, but psik resha. What's psik resha? I do act A, which vade will cause act B, so I'm chayiv for that. Chayiv daraisa. Why am I chayiv for that? So the Rebbe Chanan, the Kovach Yirim in the first paragraph of Ksuba says, well, maybe one view is, you don't need, do I have kavana for that? No. Kavana for A is enough to be chayev on B. You didn't have kavana for B. It doesn't matter. This is called maisim mitzurafim. It's one big halachic act. And kavana somewhere in there is good enough. It's similar here. You have an isser somewhere in there, that's good enough. Even though it's not a full isser. That's enough of the shear. But according to Tosfos, who says it is dafkai de taroves, maybe they hold very different pshat of heter b'sarif l'isser. Heter is nishapech l'isser. Mashma d'inyan heter b'sarif l'isser hu mishum sheheter atzmo nefach l'isser. Sha'akol nefach l'isser. The v'chidu lashon haramban sheheter atzmo nes nase iser v'inyan zeh sheheter b'sarif atzmo b'sabech l'iser lo shayach alok sheim mitaroves v'lok sheheter omei b'fnei atzmo. It relates to issues of chaticha nasas nevela in chulin sugyas, but that's two ways to look at even within heter mitaroves l'iser. You can ask the same kind of question in Tom Kicker. That'll be b'Hashem on tomorrow's discussion. Okay, so let's continue. Yosef Rav Dimi v'Karmel Hashmaitza. Rav Dimi said over this statement of Rabbi Yavo in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that it only applies to Nazir Esvei Abaya. So Abaya is going to ask a kasha. Abaya asked from a Mishnah in Tevul Yom. We know a Tevul Yom is someone who was Tamei, went to the mikvah, and they're waiting for sunset. So what happens if Hamikvah Shal Truma V'Hashum V'Hashem and Shal Chulin? You have a type of oatmeal or porridge, mikvah, of Truma. And some of the spices and oil are chulin, mixed into this truma. V'naga tful yom b'miksasan, and the tful yom touched part of the mixture. A tful yom is considered a sheni latuma. So a sheni which touches chulin does nothing. A sheni that touches truma makes it into a shlishi. Right? So that's why it's critical. What does a tful yom, does it do anything here? Because it's only going to do something if it's considered what it's touching, truma, not the chulin. So, pasal is chulin. If the whole thing is truma and has a couple of spices that are chulin, the whole thing is nechshav truma. So it pasals everything. Pasal is chulin. Mikvah shel pasal means it makes it tamei and the truma ends there. If the language, the halachic language being metamei something, that means you can make something tamei and that thing has the power to make something else tamei. Pasal means it makes it tamei, but it does not have the power. It ends. The line of Tumah ends. That's the difference in the world of Tumah Vatara in terms of Metame and Pasa. So, if it's mostly, if the Iker is Truma, then the whole thing is called Truma. But what about the opposite? Mikbah shel chulin vashum vashemen shel truma. If the ikar of the oatmeal is chulin, but the oil and spices mixed in is truma, v'nagat tful yobit miksasan, and then a tful yob touched part of it, lo pasal al maka mago. It only pasals the spot that it touched. Pashtus, why? Because it's considered chulin. It's not called, and the tful yob doesn't pasal chulin. But then the question is, so why is it mitame at all? V'havinan, but we asked about that Mishnah. Mako mago amai pasul. So why is it pasul at all? Why is anything pasul? The language, the Gemara Pesachim has the exact same Gemara, but it adds in a line here. Why don't you say batzli barov? The Gemara Pesachim adds that line, meaning why is it tame at all? Right? It should be chulin. Everything goes mixed in, and it shouldn't make it tame at all. V'yama rabba bar bar chana amar reb Yochanan. Right? Same person. But we have the original statement, Rabbi Yevo, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you know why it's metame? Matam, hoil v'zar loke aleh b'kezayis. Because if his zar ate a kezayis of this mixture, the zar would get malchus on it. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said about this Mishnah. You know why the spot is going to be tame? Because if his zar ate kezayis of the spot, it would be chayiv. And the Gemara is assuming, just like there's a shame truma for achila, there's going to be a shame truma for tuma as well. So the Gemara says, why would Rabbi Yochanan say that? Why would Rabbi Yochanan say that if you eat a kezayis of this mixture, which is ikar chulin, and it just has truma and spices, truma oil and spices in it, why would you say that you're going to get malchus for that? My time, eh? Why? Lav mishum. So this is Abaye still talking. Isn't it because lav mishum dehetem etzarif liser? Question mark. How could you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan only says Hetem Etzarif La'Isser by Nazirus? You see, he says it here by Truma, right? Hetem Etzarif La'Isser. Isn't that the reason why Rabbi Yochanan would say you're going to get Malchus if you eat a kezayis of this mixture? Answers the Gemara, no. Rav Dimi answers him, right? Rav Dimi asked this question. So now Abai asked the question, or Rav Dimi is going to answer. Amar Leilo, he says, no, maybe not. There's a different reason why you might be Chayiv, Doraisa, Malchus in this mixture case. Not because of Hetem Etzarif La'Isser. Amar Leilo, my Kezayis, Deika Kezayis, Bechdei Achilas Pras. Because here, no, you don't need Mitztarif La'Isser. You have maybe Mamasho Shalisser. There's so much oil and spices of Truma in there that you're going to eat a kezayis within what's called Kedei Achilas Pras, which we know from elsewhere. What does that mean? Eating a half a loaf of bread, the time it normally takes one to eat a half a loaf of bread, that is the shear for a Maisa Achila. La Maisa somewhere between 3 and 9 minutes, right? The most machmir, the most meko. So depending if you're talking about mitzvos or averos, right, merameko, somewhere between 3 and 9 minutes, that's called kedei achilas pras. How much is that? Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, whether it is the size of 4 eggs, the size of 3 eggs, and Hilchas Yom Kippur. The Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. The Mishnah Berurah says, we should be machmir by daraisas and meko by darabanans. So that's because it's a machlokas, Rishonim, regarding that. But that's what we're talking about here. So you don't need the principle of Hetem Etzarif La'Isser. You have enough of a shear, Kedei Achilas Pras, in the mixture, and therefore one does not have to get into the principle of Heter Mitztaref La'Isser. Let's finish this up, and then we'll talk about that concept a little more. Says the Gemara, Achilas Pras Daraisahi? Is that a Daraisa principle? Kedei Achilas Pras? Because the Rabbi Yochanan says you get Malchus for that. Is that a Daraisa principle? What do you mean? Not everybody holds of that? So Tosfos says, no, we know that that's a principle d'oraisa regarding, let's say, for example, hefsik ba'achila. If I eat matzah, I have to eat the matzah b'chdei achilas pras. The Gemara is asking, is it also a principle d'oraisa even in a ta'aroves? I might not have said that. I might have said, it's k'dei achilas pras tells me how much of an avera, how long do I have to eat the chazer in? How long do I have to eat the matzah in? That maybe I would have said that's a kedei achilas pras, but who says that you would say that in a mixture? That's what the Gemara is asking. Is kedei achilas pras even daraisa in a mixture? That's what Tosfos says in Vikizayas. Omer Haram, the afal gav de masnisa ni bekrisus is a Mishnah in Maseches Krisus. Call ochle mitztarfim bechdei achilas pras. What's the Gemara talking about? It's a beferish Mishnah in Krisus that Kedechilas process is a concept d'araisa. Says Tosfos, hani mili, that's only, the Bach takes out the word next, the next word, le'echol chelev shehu be'enei. That's only to eat something ba'en, the item itself, an avera or a mitzvah. Aval kishibetaro, aval shibetaroves, ho ve'en hetemetzarev le'isser, if you don't hold to that principle, yisbatel. Maybe you won't say the concept of kedechilas pras. In a mixture, the gamim hayam alaki to iser mitocha etter vochla be'eni b'chdechilas pras. Right, it continues. Maybe that's only. It wouldn't be daraisa b'kiyah gavna. That's the Gemara's question. Is it daraisa even in the context of taroves? The Gemara answers yes. Amarle in yes, it is even in a mixture. The Gemara says yachi. But if that's true, then am I pligi rabban alei derabbi Elazar b'kuta chabavli? What about elsewhere? We have discussions of kuta chabavli, which is the milchik sauce dip that they used to use, right? Third parak in Psachim discusses this, whether it's edible by itself or not, which we'll get to in a second, Beis Hashem. But why would the Rabbanan argue if we're talking about achilas pras, kedei achilas pras is a daraisa, even in a mixture, then the Rabbanan should agree with Rabbi Lazar about kuta chabavli that you're chayav daraisa for eating that on Pesach because there's kedei achilas pras in it. Answer, Amar Le, Hanach Lukuta Chabavli. No, no, no. That's not Daraisa. Why? Deleka Kazayas Bechilas Pras. There is no Kazayas Bechilas Pras in Kuta Chabavli if one is eating it in the normal way. Meaning what? Eat a Kasharef Le Mishraf. If somebody is just like, it's a dip. It's meant to be a dip. So if somebody is just drinking it like a drink, Batla Daito is a Kaladam. That's not normal drinking. That's not called drinking. Does somebody, I don't know, so let's say somebody drinks, ketchup as a dip. Like a whole cup word. That's not normal drinking. That's not normal. Or hot chili sauce, or something that you usually use as a dip, something that's even more extreme. And also, e mishtar kashatar. And if you're just using it like you normally do, like you dip it in, well, mishkachas, kazayas, b'chdeachilas pras. Period. Meaning, in the chefsa of the item, there might be a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. But that doesn't matter, because you don't eat that in the normal fashion. You don't eat that b'chdei achilas pras. That's why the Rabbana would say, you're not going to be chayav daraisa in that regard. Two discussions. Number one is, there is a, what does it sound like from this Gemara? It sounds like you go by normal eating. Normal eating is significant. What happens if you have something that's normally eaten slowly? Do you make a bracha achrona if the normal way to eat that is to eat or drink less than a kezayis or revius in whatever time that you need? Right? This is the coffee and tea question. Coffee, hot coffee and hot tea. Let's say I got a cup and I'm going to drink the cup of tea in more than 10 minutes. It's going to take me more. It's burning hot. I take a sip. I let it cool. So am I going to make a burin afashus? Because you only make a bracha achrona if I drank a requisite. Eat for bracha rishona, any tiny amount to make a bracha. Even if I'm going to drink a tiny amount, I make a bracha rishona. Right? To be matir me to eat the food. But bracha achrona is only, I have the requisite shear. Right? That's the Shulchan Aruch. It's Ibn Reish Yud. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Ha'ochel pachos mi kezayis, bein mi pas, bein mi shar ochlin. If I eat less than a kezayis of bread or any other food, va'ashos pachos mi revius, or I drink less than a revius, bein mi yayin, bein mi shar mashkin, mivarech tchila bracha ha'reuya la'oso hamin, I make the bracha rishona, ula'ach ravena mivarech klau. And afterwards, I don't make any bracha. And then the Shulchan Aruch quotes Tosfos is safek. The yesh mistafkin lomar. What about birya? What about birya? Meaning we don't have a concept of isurim. There's a concept called birya. If I eat an entire ant, it's less than the shear. If I eat a half an ant, then it's not going to be. I'm not going to be get malchus for that because it's not enough of a shear, and what, I didn't eat enough of the isur. But what if I eat an entire ant? It's smaller than the shear, but it's what's called birya. A whole item, an entire item that has special status. Again, big discussion that we showed him. What do you need for birya? But anyway, Tosfos says, so what if you eat one grape? You make a an al ha'etz after that one? Because it's a birya. Do you apply the principle of birya to maisa achila, not only regarding averis, but regarding brachas? That's Tosfos' suffix. The Shulchan Aruch says, it's a suffix. So never eat one grape. Eat zero or three. Right, never just eat one grape, because it's a big suffix about whether the bracha achrona. Gargir shel einav o shel rimon, or one pomegranate seed. Shemavarchin lacharav avishibo kazayis lachain. Big trivia question. How many times in Shulchan Aruch does the Shulchan Aruch advise you not to eat something? Shulchan Aruch usually tells you, eat it or don't eat it. How many times does he say, not a good idea? Well, here's one of them. V'lachach nachon lizaher shalalecho birya pachos b'kazayis. That's what he says. What does that do with us? The Mishnah Berurah right here. The Mishnah Berurah says, v'lechein le'inyin shtias tei v'kofi. He has it right there. Mishnah Berurah. Sha'aderech lishtoso kshucham v'kashel lishtoso b'lo hefzeh k'derech shar mashkin. Most people eat it or drink it slowly. Ki im ma'at ma'at yish machlokes rabba ben aposkim. Im sorech levarech bracha achrona l'dei arishona hanal. Big machlokes. V'ayim machzeh shekel b'chayi adam lo levarech derech achayim mega bracha. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, anshei maisa. By Hilchas Brachas, it's always the Anshei Maisa who try to get out of the cases of Safek. Anshei Maisa Noagin, what do? You have two choices. Either burn yourself and drink a lot at the beginning. That's not normal. So one doesn't have a chiyuv to do that. And the other option is to make sure to leave over enough of a revius so by the time it cools off and to drink that. Bakhtay Achilas Pras. That would be okay. Shelo basov shtiyasa menicha g'day shir revius sheyitz tanein ma'at k'day shiyuchal lishos revius below hefzik ulebarach bracha achrona. That is the Mishnah Berurah. Meaning, does Hilchos Brachos become different for different types of food? And of course, we mentioned many times the big controversy about making kiddush on schnapps, on a shot glass, right? Where the Taz not only says this here by something hot, but by the Taz and Hilchos Bracha Achrona, right here says the same thing would apply to schnapps, where the normal, right, what would you do? Tortilla coffee, you drink the right amount, but in too long of a shear. Schnapps, you drink the wrong amount in the right amount of time. Meaning, the normal ingestion of whiskey is less than a revius. So, is that good enough? Because that's what people normally drink. So this is in terms of time, now this is in terms of amount. So the Taz says it's okay, yes, you make a burn of fashas. Even if you just have one shot glass, that's the revius. And the achronim then extend the Taz, just like you make a bracha achrona on it, so too it's good enough for kiddush. The problem is, we don't even pass like the Taz in Hilchos bracha achrona, let alone in Hilchos kiddush. And the Taz doesn't even say it in Hilchos kiddush. That's why the Mishnah Berurah and Rov achronim assume one should not look at chila use schnapps for kiddush, even Shabbos morning, where kiddush is only drabanan, but one should be yotzei. Somebody wants to have a cup in the morning, kavod Shabbos, onik Shabbos, that's fine if they enjoy it. But just be yotzei kiddush with somebody else. Right? And then after they hear kiddush from someone who makes kiddush on a cup of wine, so then they would be able to have it just stam, but not for kiddush. You can't learn kazayis b'shleach chilas pras without mentioning the Menachas Chinuch, and then we'll continue. The Menachas Chinuch in mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel, in the mitzvah of fasting on Yom Kippur. That's where the Menachas Chinuch says, relating to this issue that we just spoke about from the Taz. V'hinei lo nisba'er, ze yadua, de'en kol tivei anashim shavim, yeish b'mar b'achilasov yeish ma'acher. Right, there are fast eaters and there are slow eaters. Generally, in a marriage, one couple, one person, eats much faster than the other one. And that's just the way it is. People eat at different speeds. So how do you measure kadei achilas pras? The Gemara never gives a time amount. The Gemara never says. So how do you determine? So do you go by each person, determined by his own kadei achilas pras? Oh, Dilma, no. Or you go by the average person. Go by the average person. So the Minchas Chinuch says lechora. I would say you go by the average person. What you're going to have? Every person is going to have their own. Just like we say by Mali Lugmov. Just like we say by other shirim. You go by the average person. But then he says, if you go by the average person, so why don't Chazal tell us what that time is? Why do we have to have 3 to 9 minutes machlokas? Why don't Chazal just say it? So he ends up being noted to say that you would go by. What about, and if you go by average person, you go by each person, do you go by every food, like we just said? What if a very sharp food, right? Would you go by? So he says, he discusses this. In Simon, again, Simon Shin Yud Gimel, he goes back and forth. If you go by each person, he says, I'll call upon a lamanu midivrei hashas, de'ein kol mini achilas shavin. He assumes maybe you go the differences. Okay, we're not going to go through it right now, but that's the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Yud Gimel. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Eisvei, Viter. Shtei Madochos. Next Kasha that Abaya is asking. Remember we started off by saying, Het Masar Felizer is only by Naziris. So we just try to bring it by Truma, and then we say, no. That's Kedei Das Pras. That's not an issue of Hetta B'Sar Flisser. So let's try again. Eisvei, Shnei Medochos, Achas Shel Truma, Achas Shel Chulin. You have two mortars. One of Truma, one of Chulin. Ulefanev Shnei Kederos. Achas Shel Truma, Achas Shel Chulin. Basically, you have a thing of spices, and you have two big pots and two things of spices. The two big pots, one's Truma, one's Chulin. The two spice jars, one's Truma, one's Chulin. And the spice jars fell into the pots, and you don't know which one fell into which one. So, v'naflu elu tochelu, shtein mutaros, they're mutar. What does it mean, mutar? Mutar here means they're both the same status that they had before. The Truma is still Truma, obviously, and the Chulin is still Chulin. That's the Chiddush. Shaini Omer, the principle of Shaini Omer means you could be Mekel. You could assume Lakula. Chulin l'toch Chulin naflu, u'truma l'toch Truma nafla. Why would you be able to say that? Only if you're dealing here at most with an Isser Durabanan. And you can say Savik Durabanan Lakula. If you're dealing with a Savik Daraisa here, you can never say Shaini Omer. So that's going to be the Raya here. If you say is a concept daraisa, my amin shani omer. Why would you be able to say shani omer? You have truma that might have fallen in pras to the larger pot, so it's a suffix daraisa. You should have to be machbir. You shouldn't be able to say what we call tolin or shani omer. Oh yeah, the truma fell into truma. You could assume that everything worked out. Why would you be able to say that? Abaye asked Rav Dimi. So Gemara says back, Rav Dimi says, Elamai. Wait, so what's your other option? Why do you bring me these Mishnayos in the first place? Because you want to prove that, what, it's based on Hetem and Sarif L'Isser? Elamai, Hetem and Sarif L'Isser? Then you still have your question. That's the Daraisa concept. Amai, Amrina, Shani, Omer. Whether you say like me, I'm trying to say Kedei Achidas Pras, or we say like you, that you're trying to prove Hetem and Sarif L'Isser, and that it will be a Kasha on the original Rebbe Avo, either way you have a problem. So why are you better than me? Right? It's still Daraisa. Ella, so says Rav Dimi, no. You know what the answer is? Ella Hanach L'Trumas Tavlin, Durabanani. We're talking about Truma of spices. So the Gemara says that Truma of Tavlin is only Durabanan. It's not an edible food. It's just a spice. It's not Roy L'Achila itself. And therefore, that is only Truma on a rabbinic level. And that's why we're not talking about or the Araisa in any case. Even if you have Kedais B'Zei Achilas Pras of the spices, it is not enough. Why? Because what's Truma D'Araisa? Truma Tavlis D'Rabbanan. What's Truma D'Araisa? So says the Rush right here on the bottom. The Rush, the last couple of volumes of the Rush. Duracious D'Guncha Tiroshcha V'Yitzharecha Ksiv. V'Chimisaf Galan Talin and Lakula. What's Truma D'Araisa? Only Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzhar. That is the sheet of the Rosh here, and that is the sheet of Rashi and Tosfos all over Shas, where they say, what is Truma D'Araisa? Dagon, the grains, Tirosh V'Yitzhar. What's Tirosh V'Yitzhar? So, let's assume most Rishonim, oil and wine. What about grapes and olives? Is that also D'Araisa? So, there might be a sheet that's Mechalik between them, but Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzhar, that's it. That's Rashi and Tosfos. And who argues? The Rambam. The Rambam says, all fruit. All fruit of D'Araisa, oranges, apples, pears, peaches, plums, all of that. That's major machlokas Rishonim. What's D'Araisa? The Rambam says in Hilchas Trumos, the end of the first, the beginning of the second perek, kol ochel, adam, any food, hanishmar, shekidulav min haaretz, that grows from the ground, chayiv b'truma, umitzvah zaseh la'afrish b'men, not vegetables. The Rambam agrees to that. That's the Gemara. Yerakos said Durabanan. Umitzvah zaseh la'afrish b'men ha'reishas l'kohen. Ma shenema, reishas d'gan chavis yirashcha v'yitzarecha titein lo. Ma dag and tirash v'yitzar. Ma achal adam v'gidulo min ha'aretz. V'yesh lo b'aylim. Af kol kayotze b'hen. Chaya b'truma v'chein b'maisras. The Rambam does agree. Aha Yerakos, afal b'ishay ma'achal adam. That's the Ravachen Yerulishu Adin Truma. So the Rambam agrees to by Yerakos. But all other fruit otherwise. So we have Rashi Atosfos and the Rush right here, and the Rambam. That's why Tavlin doesn't fit in. It's not an Ochel. And that's why even the Rambam would say that it is Durabanan. The fascinating Shitas are the ones that are in the middle, that are Machalik. Just give two examples and then we'll stop. The Ravid and the Kasav Sham. The Kasav Sham is the Ravid Sefer where he comments on the Baal Hamor. The Ravid and the Baal Hamor both lived in Provence. And they corresponded with each other. The Ravid says that I think there's a middle opinion. There's one Ravid on, two Ravids on Chulin. So the second one on Chulin in the Kasav Sham says, I think, like Rashi and Tosfos, there is no obligation. There is no obligation by for Trumas and Raisos except for Dung and Tirash V'Yitzar. But if you do give other fruit, it is considered trumas and maisers daraisa. Meaning there's a kiyam, there's a chalos daraisa, even though you didn't have to do it. Like a lahavdil, and not a lahavdil, it's a totally different context, a woman shaking a lulav. There's a kiyam daraisa. Right? And the Ashkenazim even allow you to make a bracha, even though there's no chiyuv. But there's a kiyam, that's the raivin. Omer ani shein chayav misa, ela al trubas dog and tirish v'yitzar, v'latevel shalohen. Afin omer shein chayav min haTorah. In kara aleim shem, yesh leib kedushas truba min haTorah. Umin damaskish shal Torah. You might not be, a zorman might not be chayav on it, but it has a status daraisa, the raivin says. Got to figure that out, what exactly that means. That's number one. The other shita to mention is the Uraim. The Uraim has also a very interesting shita. Rabbi Elazar Mimetz, the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, he writes in Siman Kuf Mem Zayin, that I hold like, right, he's a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, I hold like Rashi and Tosfos and the Rush, only Dagon Tirish V'Yitzar, except for Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni, I think, like the Rambam, based on the Pasuk. He says, Trumas Meiser, Hekas El Dvar Torah, El Abdagon Tirish V'Yitzar, Hukshel the Truba Gedola, V'gam Meiser Rishon, Avo Meiser Sheni, Noeg Bishar Peros, Afilu Yurakos. Even vegetables, shebo riba hakasuv, aser to aser is kol tvo azarecha, michlash and emra v'yachato v'alufri ha-shalakecha, v'baka v'shivcha v'asir d'gotcha, t'yirosh v'yitzarecha, v'chul, and it continues, based on that pasuk, includes even vegetables. So that's the Yireyim, who's mechalik, between Meiser Sheni and the other Trumas and Meisers. So again, this is all in contrast to what the Gemara says, Trumas Tavlin. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but again, tomorrow's daf is jam-packed with Tom Kiker and more Hetem Besarif L'Isser and other issues, and Basu B'cholav, and Giuli Akum, and Nosin Tam Lefgam. That is all on tomorrow's daf, and Hashem, it will be put up at some point today, and also the next daf. After that, in your Chol HaMoed, I'm not sure what the schedule is going to be, but the next couple of dafim, which were not given last cycle, Hashem, will be up over the next couple of days.